The next case this evening is case number 12314, Dutch Country Market. Sam Petersheim seeks a variance from the front yard setback requirements for a proposed structure, sections 115.82 and 115.182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is a through lot located on the northeast side of Trussum Pond Road and on the southwest side of Commercial Lane, approximately 995 feet southeast of Sussex Highway, Route 13. The 911 address is 11233 Trussum Pond Road in Laurel. The zoning district is General Commercial, or C1, and the tax parcel ID is District 332, Map 1, and Parcel 102.05. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 16.5-foot variance from the required 60-foot front yard setback for a commercial building within the C1 zoning district. One letter of support has been received, zero letters of opposition have been received, and then one mail return was received. And I also want to note that there is an existing solar array to the rear. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Sam Petersheim, and my address or the storage?
Your address you provided?
My address is 8229 Delmar Road. Store address there would be 11233 Trussum Pond Road.
Charles Bennett, Detective Morgan Group, 212 West Main Street, Salisbury, Maryland, 2181.
Do the two of you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do affirm.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please explain your request and address the standards for us.
Okay. We needed place to store some outdoor furniture. Obviously, the front area there where we have is our sales area, and I buy lots of vinyl furniture through the winter because it's a little hard for them to build it all during the summertime. So I needed a place to store this, and so we're looking at the back part. I call it the back part of my property. When we put the solar arrays in, we consolidated those two lots. That it used to be a lot where you see the little jog come across there. Mm-hmm. Used to be a lot separate from the front one. I owned both of them, but when we put the solar arrays, Becker Morgan also helped us with that, but I had to conjoin the lots. And so I always looked at that as being the backside of my lot. And when I went to design this building, a 50 by 80 building, I found out that when they did an on-site survey, they found out that that backside of the solar array pushed it into building setback. And so I was a little troubled, didn't know what to do, and talked to Bucky here. They were helping with me with the engineering. And so they did an on-site survey and found out that other buildings in the area were less than that 60-foot setback as well. And part of the reason that we like the building this size, the 50 by 80, is that we can pack a trailer, pick up a trailer, or truck and trailer in there, unload furniture, pull a building in there out of the rain, work on it or whatever. And if we were to push that building forward more toward John Janosik property, it would make it a little difficult to operate a truck and trailer to be backing in and out of the proposed building. So that's somewhat the purpose of what we're doing there. What I'd like to do is be able to build that building within the setback area.
Why is it that you can't move the building to the southwest? I'm looking at your survey in
southwest.
It appears that
right.
The building might fit better if you moved it
up further. Southwest. Yeah. Yes. That front area is where my doors would be. I have garage doors going in there. And we also, if you'll allow me just to point this out, there is a drive right here. And we wanted to use that existing drive.
and to be able to drive in here, this all being kind of a drive area, or gravel, or pavement, whatever, we would be able to come in and back our trailer in. If we would push that building up this way, 80 foot wouldn't hardly give me enough room to operate very well up that area. I would have to squash the building.
Okay, but it looks like, what is it, stone there?
There's sand there now.
Sand, so yeah. So you couldn't access from the other side of the property and do it in reverse, flip your building in reverse?
I would.
Not saying you have to. I'm just asking
just
why.
Just trying to figure out how.
Yeah.
So
if you turn your building 180 degrees,
put another entrance in. Is what
on
you're
the other
saying.
End? Yeah. Then you could maybe not fit all the building there, but mm-hmm. or even if you offset the. You know, I'm sure it
would be a possibility. I never gave that too much, but
he was wanting to use the existing entrance since it's already in place and it kind of goes through from the front to the back to be able to access it from both ends.
Where you see that entrance coming in, it goes
all the
I
way
drive
through.
All the way through. Oh, yeah, gotcha. to my store and
okay.
everything. That I have a pond. You can't really see it right there, but there's a pond right here.
Okay, retention.
The pond area, yeah. And the drive kind of goes right on the side there.
Okay. All right.
I also originally, I thought that lane, that commercial lane, was actually belonged to the association, so I never really attached it to the 60-foot setback.
It's a private road.
And because we have to maintain that road, the county don't.
Right.
You know, so it's our road. And so I never thought of it being a 60-foot setback, but when Becker Morgan checked it out, they said it applies. And I was like, ooh, okay.
And when he originally looked at it as well, he saw the building to the north west. That's 25, 30 feet off the existing pavement. He thought that's kind of where his building would be able to go as well.
That Janosik building you're talking about?
Janosik's Clearance Center is less than 35.
And that's shown on the survey as well. It's 33 and a half feet or whatever from the property line.
All right, that works too. This building right here is
right.
About 33 and a half. And this building, it might be a little bit more than that, but it's less than 60.
I think, yes.
It's less 40, than 60. 43.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So really, when I knew there was some kind of a setback there.
Can we show the variances that have been done there? As I suspected, none.
It said on previous years and as well. There's only 2 years worth of that.
I believe that was developed by a gentleman named Hickman, right?
Yeah, Robert.
Bob Hickman. And because of that, I guess I was thinking that this is a private road, more or less a private road and kind of a drive for all us businesses back there, and wasn't aware. I actually, when I was kind of staking the building out, I went by 40 foot, more or less. But I thought I was good then.
Mm-hmm.
But then they made me aware of it.
And the Janosik's property just to the northwest was subdivided or consolidated in 2006. just for a timeframe, so I'm not exactly sure when that building was built, but...
It came before us for the sign on the front of the building.
Okay.
Be down in six.
And it's still illegal, but never mind. Okay, other questions from members of the board? Mr. Sharp?
Looks like your septic area is in basically the center of the lot, is that correct?
Yeah, the septic would be behind, if I could see that, yeah.
It looks like on your survey, it says approximate sewage disposal area.
Yeah, see the green area there.
So that would restrict an area where you could place this type of facility?
Yeah, I can't really build anywhere else. I thought about extending, sometime maybe extending the furniture store out back, but it's, that's not in the...
And do the solar panels also make it difficult to put on the other side there? I presume they block the sunlight if it's on the other side?
Like right, or like in this area?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I wouldn't want to jeopardize my son. That gives me power.
Have you had any discussions with neighbors about this?
I haven't really. Never really thought about taking it that far. They put my sign out front, and that the building across the way there, it was sitting empty for... It's been empty for quite a few years, and I think there might be somebody maybe living in this one, as far as it discussing, I never really took it that, and I don't think I'll have any issues, but maybe anything on that.
I, looking at your survey here, it also looks like there's a gap between the property line and the edge of paving, Commercial Lane. Is that how?
There is.
There is. Do you know how far that is?
I don't know. I mean, I can scale it wrong. The edge of pavement was shot. The property lines are true property lines. They were established.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just eyeballing, it looks like maybe 10 or 15 feet.
It's about, it's fairly close. 15, 16 feet, I think.
Okay, so in using that, then we're looking at the building being approximately 45 to 50 feet from Commercial Lane.
Correct.
At the edge of pavement. So, okay. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Good. Is there anyone here that's in favor of this application? One. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve case number 12,314. Massage and shape make it difficult and unique. The variance is necessary to able use of the property to get the trucks in and out. This will not alter central character of the neighborhood. And it's a one variance to afford relief.
I second that motion, Mr. Chairman.
And a motion and a second. So by roll call vote, Mr. Williamson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Ms. McGee.
Aye for the reasons.
Mr. Callaway.
Aye for the reasons that stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye for my reasons.
And aye too for the reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, your case is approved.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, folks.